Thank you for calling the Depo Provera helpline. My name is John. This is a recorded call. Am I speaking to Karen Connerly?
Yes.
Hi, Karen. How are you today?
I'm doing all right.
All right. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in this Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yes.
And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
Okay. And were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
I'm sorry to hear that. The law firm would like to know the approximate date of your diagnosis.
The approximate date was like around October 13, 2019.
Okay, thank you. I heard October 13th, 2019?
Yes.
Okay, and I'm sorry to hear about your diagnosis. That's what this lawsuit is about. There's recent studies that link meningiomas to the Depo injections. Before I go any further, Karen, I do need to ask, are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from another law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm? Are you willing to affirm that's true?
Yes.
Okay. And you are an adult over age 18, so you could file this claim for yourself with the help of an oath law firm?
Yes.
Okay. And you're a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And Karen, could you provide me your date of birth, please?
4/29/75.
Okay. Let me repeat that to make sure I have it correct. April 29th, 1975?
Yes.
Okay, great. Do you happen to know anyone else that has received Depo injections and also developed a meningioma afterwards?
Well, I know a couple of people.
Do you?
I know a couple of them.
Okay. I'm going to send you a text with my contact information towards the end of our call. Could you kindly refer people to me so I can help them?
Okay.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay. And then did you use the brand name contraceptive Depo Provera?
You say what was it?
Did you use the brand name Depo Provera?
Yeah, Pfizer.
Yes, Pfizer. Okay, they make
Pfizer.
It.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you. And did you use Depo Provera for at least 1 year? You said yes. Is that right?
Yes. Right.
Can you also confirm you've had at least 4 injections prior to your diagnosis?
Right, because I started in June the 16th, so I know it was.
Okay, that was my next question. So, but just before we go to that next question, you've had at least 4 injections prior to your diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay, great, thank you. All right, and you're about to answer the next question is, the law firm does request the approximate dates that you're receiving injections. So we'll start with the start date. When did you start?
The start date was in June of 2016.
June of 2016. I'm going to use June 1st, 2016. Would that be okay?
Yes.
Okay. And then when did you
say the exact date?
Yeah. And then that's okay. And then when did you stop getting injections?
It was in October of 19.
Okay. So maybe
When I got
diagnosed.
Right.
Okay, so I'll use October 13th, 2019 as the date that you stopped, and that coincides with your diagnosis of meningioma.
Right.
Okay, great. And then the next question, you've already answered it, because the question is, did you use Depo Provera between January 1st, 1992 through present date? And the answer should be yes, because you've used it between 2016 and 2019.
Right.
Okay, thank you. And then now I can gather information about yourself. Just to confirm, your gender is female?
Yes.
Okay, and what about your marital status, Karen?
I'm single.
Okay, thank you. And is your legal name Karen? Is that spelled K-A-R-E-N?
Yes.
Okay, and do you have a middle initial?
T as in Tom.
Oh, T as in Tom, thank you. And then I have the last name of Connerly, C-O-N-E-R-L-Y?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And I take it you don't have a suffix to your name, like a junior, senior, first, second, or third?
No.
Okay, I didn't think so. And Karen, the law firm, I think you're going to meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit. So towards the end of our interview, I'll send you forms to sign. That would be the legal agreement to allow the law firm to represent you and work on your case. The second form will be an authorization to request or release medical records. So the form will be submitted by the law firm to your doctor or hospital to get confirmation of your diagnosis and your treatment. But they do need your social to go on that form. So could you provide me your social, please?
Oh, you want me to give it? It's 427-337-4260.
Okay, let me repeat that just to make sure I have it correct. It's 427-37-4260.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you, Karen. All right, and then any forms that you sign, copies will be sent to your email address. I have your email address as Conerly, basically your last name, then your first name, Karen, at yahoo.com. Is that correct?
Correct.
Great. And then the phone number I'm speaking to you on, this 601-334-0416, I believe this number belongs to you. And is it a cell phone?
Yes.
Okay, great. And then it may seem like we're all finished doing, once we complete the interview and do the signing of the forms, it may seem like you're all finished getting signed up to participate in this lawsuit. But I do need to advise you there's one final step, and that's called a case verification call. That occurs between you and the law firm. They just want to simply verify that, one, is that you had depot injections in the past. Two, you were developed a meningioma. That's the reason for this lawsuit. And third, that it's okay to request medical records. What is the best time that you can be reached for this call? Would that be morning, afternoon, or evening?
It could be in morning between, like, 9 and 1.
I hear afternoon. Would that be okay? Or would you prefer morning? Would you prefer morning or afternoon?
It can be in the afternoon or morning, either one.
Okay, very good. Okay. Thank you. All right, and then what is your address, please?
50 Needham Jones, Needham spell NEEDHAM.
Okay.
Needham Jones Road, Lot 4, that's Tallentown, Mississippi, 39667.
Okay, thank you. And let me confirm I have that correct. It is 50 Needham, NEEDHAM, Jones Road, that's Lot 4, Tylertown, Mississippi, 39667.
Yes.
Great, thank you. All right, now, Karen, we're almost done. I now need to gather the very important information about your doctor who treated you, or first diagnosed you, then treated you, and then we'll get the doctor's name that prescribed Depo-Provera. But we'll start with the name of the doctor that diagnosed or found your meningioma.
The doctor, Dave, that found it, his name was Dr. Richard.
Oh, can you spell his last name for me?
E-L-A-T-T-E-R-B-U-C-K.
Okay, thank you. Okay. I think I found him. I believe Dr. Richard E. Clatterbuck. And it looks like he's a neurosurgeon in Hattiesburg, Mississippi at Forest General Hospital. Did you get diagnosed at Forest General Hospital?
No, I got diagnosed, you know, because he's part of Walthall County. Fort General is part of Walthall General, too.
Can you spell that hospital name for me? I'm sorry.
W-A-L-T-H-A-L-L General Hospital.
Walthall General Hospital? Okay, I found it. That would be at 100 Hospital Drive, Tylertown, Mississippi, 39667?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. All right. Okay, so Dr. Richard E. Clatterbuck diagnosed your or found your meningioma, and he was at Walthall General Hospital. And I got the address and the phone number. Bear with me. I'm just entering that information in. Now, did he also oversee your treatment, or did you have a different doctor that treated you?
For that, He did the treatment. The other doctor, the one just administered the shot, was that Dr. Dunn Summerall, who was doing it out of Macomb.
Okay, got it. Okay, let me just I'll get that information later. I'll get the doctor who gave you the depo different. I'll ask for that in a moment. But just to confirm, Dr. Clutterbuck also treated your meningioma? Is that
Right,
right? Okay, got it. Okay, thank you.
right,
And that would have also been at Walthall General Hospital?
right.
Okay, thank you. And then I'll ask for the prescribing doctor, the doctor that prescribed you Depo-Provera. I'll ask for that in a moment. And I'm almost ready. Okay, let's see her. Okay, that looks good. All right, yes. Okay, so now, who was the name? What is the name of the doctor that prescribed Depo-Provera?
Was Dr. Don Summerall.
Don, like Don.
DAWN.
Dawn. Okay, and then Summerall.
Yes, Summerall.
Oh, I found her. And she's in Macomb, Mississippi?
Right.
Okay, very good. And she also is, she's an OBGYN, I see. Okay.
Right.
Thank you. Now, does she have her own practice or does she work for a larger group?
I don't know if she had a practice. All I know is it's like in a little building. I don't know. It's like several doctors inside this building, so I don't know.
Did you see her at 205 Marion Avenue, Macomb?
Marin Avenue.
Marion Avenue? Okay, perfect. Okay. All right. Yeah. So she has her own clinic, it looks like. And did you get the injections at her office?
Yes.
Okay, good. Okay. All right, bear with me here. Okay, all right. And then let me make a note. You received injections on site at doctor's office. Okay. And do you have any medical records to show your diagnosis of a meningioma or your treatment by any chance?
I don't have them on hand.
It's okay, but do you believe that they're going to be available at the doctor's office or at the hospital that you got treated or diagnosed?
Right.
Okay,
Right.
great. Okay, thank you. All right, now the law firm does request an emergency contact in case something unfortunate happens to you. This ensures that they can continue a case for your loved ones. Typically, they only contact your emergency contact if you're unable to be reached for an extended period of time. This is a precaution that helps prevent disruptions in your case. Who would you like to list as your emergency contact, and does that person live with you?
Is Brittany Connerly, and
And does she.
no, she don't live with me.
Okay. Brittany, is that spelled Britt?
Tcanny.
Okay, thank you. And same last name as yours?
Yes.
Okay. Connerly, Connerly. And her phone number?
601-996-0394.
Okay, let me repeat that just to make sure I have it correct. 601-996-0394. Is that correct?
Yes, correct.
Great. And then what is her relationship to you?
Daughter.
Daughter. Okay, very good. Thank you. All right. And do you happen to know her email address?
Is B. Connerly? Let me look. Let me start inputting it. B. Connerly. Let me start putting it in there. Then it'll pop up.
It will? Okay. Yeah, great. Thank you.
B. Connerly, 18 at iCloud.com.
Oh, perfect. Okay. Let me repeat that just to make sure I have it correct. It's basically B, like her initial, first name initial, and then her last name, the number 18 at iCloud.com.
Yes.
Okay, great. Do you happen to know her home address or her address?
I don't know, 'cause she just ain't got no solid address because she do the traveling, nursing travel.
Oh, okay.
But right now she resides in Colorado.
Okay. I take it you probably could get that information if they needed it, the law firm needed it.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
I'll put on. Okay, so I made a note you can provide later. All right. Well, Karen, I thank you so for being so patient as I asked you these questions. They were intended to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the lawsuit, and you do. And so I have a law firm that's eager to help you. They would represent you on a contingency basis. If that's if they agree to take the case, and you'll know if they agree to take the case once they complete, you both complete the case verification call. That should occur in 24 to 48 hours. If they do take the case, contingency means that they don't get paid unless they're successful in helping you recover damages like compensation for past and future medical bills, pain and suffering, and any loss of income for getting treatment. If they're unsuccessful, you don't owe them anything. Okay. If they are successful, you get 60% of the recovery, and then the firm gets 40%, which is standard for a mass tort lawsuit. Okay. Before the next step is for me to send you a text message with a link to the forms to sign, the legal agreement, and the authorization to release medical records. Before I send those forms out, I want to make sure I got everything correct. Starting with, unfortunately, you were diagnosed with a meningioma. The date of diagnosis was October 13th, 2019. Your date of birth is April 29th, 1975. You started getting depot injections roughly June 2016. We said June 1st, 2016, and you stopped getting depot injections right at the same. I used the same date as your diagnosis, so and that indicates that you've stopped getting depot injections because of your diagnosis, October 13th, 2019. Yes, you've had depot for at least 1 year, and you are able to confirm you've had four injections, at least four injections, prior to getting diagnosed with a meningioma. I've confirmed the spelling of your first name as well as your last name. We've confirmed your social. We've confirmed your email address, your phone number. We've confirmed your address. We know that Dr. Richard Clutterbuck found your meningioma, treated your meningioma. This is at Walthall General Hospital. We confirmed the address for that hospital. Dr. Dawn Sumrall, she provided you Depo-Provera, prescribed you Depo-Provera, I should say, and you received injections at her office. And then we've gathered your emergency contacts information. Everything looks good. The law firm is a very reputable, experienced law firm. And you'll be in good hands if they agree to take your case. Remember that even after we sign today, don't forget about the case verification call that occurs within 48 hours. So bear with me. I'm about to send you the paperwork, but I gotta fix something real quick here. Bear with me here. While I'm doing this, I want to say thank you for letting me help you. And I'm sorry about these unfortunate circumstances that even brought us together in the first place. But as I said, you're going to be in good hands. Oh, I missed a very important question. Did you get a cancer diagnosis before meningioma?
No.
Okay, good. Okay, so you never had a cancer before meningioma. Very good. Okay.
Oh, no.
Oh, you're like, nope, that's enough. A meningioma is enough. Don't bring cancer in the picture. I understand. Okay, Karen, you should be getting a text message from DocuSign any moment. And since you've done it before in the past, right?
DocuSign?
Yeah, DocuSign.
Yeah.
Okay, good. When you're done signing, let me know. And that'll be my cue to do one more thing on my end. And then you and I will be done.
All right. I'll finish.
You're finished? Okay, great. Karen, give me one second here. What I'm about to do next is send you a text message from my office line. I'd like you to have record of who actually helped you get signed up to participate in the Depa Provera lawsuit. And then also we'll provide you by in text the name of the law firm that you will be calling you and their phone number. The firm is actually Pulaski Kirker. Very reputable, national, prestigious law firm, very experienced, as I mentioned to you, and they provide great
Trust me, I
customers.
researched it.
Oh, you did? Okay. And they provide great customer service too. Okay, bear with me here. I'm going to give you their phone number. So remember, they're going to call you in 24 to 48 hours, but if not, if you don't hear from them, you've got their phone number that you can give them a call. And also, if you have any questions, you can call me too. Okay, Karen, I just sent you a text message. That's from my direct office line. And that'll have the name of the law firm. You're looking for a phone call from Pulaski Kirker or their managing agency, A4D.
You say A4D?
Yeah. Did you get the text?
I got the text. We got your name, John A.
Yeah, John Maurer.
The nano.
And then the last sentence is the name of the
You
law
say
firm.
John A. May. Oh, yeah, John Maurer.
John
Okay,
Maurer,
yeah, I
John
forgot.
Maurer. You got it? Okay, perfect. And then in that text is the name of the law firm that you're looking for, A4D Pulaski Kirker. And I've given you their phone number as well. We're all set.
Okay,
Well,
yeah, I see it.
okay, good. Well, if you have no other questions, I want to say thank you again, and I'd like to wish you a good day and a great rest of the week.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. And again, I'm sorry to hear about your diagnosis, but you take care, okay? And
All right.
okay, bye, Karen.